What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. This is another bite-sized episode. There's going to be 10 of these. So far, we've had three myths on nutrition. That was number one. Number two was metabolism. And number three was sleep. Number four today is going to be about deadlifting. Again, bite-sized episode with no visuals or videos. So this is just a audio snippet that I'm going to teach you guys a sufficient way and proper way to deadlift in as little time as I can, which doesn't give it much justice for an episode. So I hope these tips will help you your deadlift, and hope these tips will help you lift safer and more efficiently in the gym. So a deadlift overall is a compound movement. It works not just the back, it's predominantly the legs as well. So when we approach a deadlift bar, I'm gonna run you through it, okay? So imagine this, you're in the gym floor, and you've got deadlifts on your plan, and you're thinking, I'm just not confident enough to lift this. I don't know if I'm doing it right. This is going to be epic for you, okay? So I want you to get yourself a barbell, get yourself a bumper plates, okay? Every deadlift should start off the floor. It shouldn't start with a barbell on the floor, nor should you be putting small discs on either end of your barbell, okay? So bumper plates, if you can help it. If not, a raised platform, similar size. Now, when approaching a deadlift, you want to start by having the bar just above your shoelaces or your midfoot. Then you want to have your hands on the outside of your legs with a nice straight back, straight spine, neck tucked in. You want to slowly lean forwards, bend the knees, hinge the hips back, and grab your bar. Okay? This should look like a nice straight spine and bent knees. Okay? Your spine wants to almost be inclined. It doesn't want to be flat or parallel to the floor. It wants to be slightly inclined, so it's like sloped. If you put a ball on the tip of your neck, it should roll down. So no flat spines here, okay? So nice incline back. With this, you don't lift yet, okay? Not yet. So you got your grip, you got your stance. Now, what I want you to do is, without lifting the bar, I want you to almost give it a little pull. Okay, that little pull. You might feel the barbell slightly lift. That's called taking the slack out of the bar. Okay? So try and wiggle it now. Try and wiggle that barbell, and you'll hear a little bit of a clink sound without lifting it. Okay? With this, you want to keep your lats, or your back, your upper back, retracted as much as possible. I always refer to this as making the shoulder blades sit in the bottom pockets, okay, or towards your hips. So, we're not lifting yet. We've got our stance, our grip, what it should look like in the mirror. Now we've took the slack out of the bar. So we've slightly, gently pulled that bar and almost retracted our shoulder blades, all right? Arms nice and straight, shoulder blades retracted. Our spine should look straight, okay? If not, go and repeat the steps. With this, we want to take a deep breath in, okay? Notice when you take a deep breath in right now, what expands? Your chest, your diaphragm, okay? This is easier to keep a brace when you take a deep breath in. So take a deep breath in, keep hold so you are braced. Your rib cage expand, your diaphragm expand, intercostal muscles expanded. And with this, again, don't hold it for a long time. Take a deep breath in. I want you to push the ground away, push the floor away with holding your breath, and then breathe out at the top straight away. Nice big breath out, okay? So let's repeat. We have our stance, we have the slack taken out of the bar with our shoulders back, our spine is straight. Our neck is not up. We're not looking at ourselves in the mirror. We look down. Okay? Take the slack out of the bar. Take a deep breath in. Diaphragm expands. You're going to push through the heels and drag that bar up your body. Stand straight and breathe out. Now, at the top of the rep, your back should not be hyperextended. Your back should not look like a backwards banana. Okay? You should concentrate more on driving from your glutes. Okay, that's your butt muscles. driving from your glutes to get that barbell from the knees to the hips. Okay? When at the top of the rep, I don't want you to try and quote-unquote squeeze your back. Okay, this will just cause more of a likelihood of hyperextension of the back. We don't want this. This is what common injuries come from and deadlifting, okay? With this, we want to take the bar down, controlled and gently, with the correct posture we lifted it with. So again, taking the bar down, keeping it close to the body, keeping that bar path straight, bringing it back down to the floor, and reset. Do not bounce that weight, okay? We want to control it. We don't want it to control us, okay? So, I actually promote you to try and record your reps. I say to every one of my clients, try and record your deadlift if possible, because even I record my own deadlifts. Why? Not to look like an egotistical prick, but to see my posture. Even though I've been lifting from 7-8 years, I still sometimes pick up reps that I can do better. Okay? Every day is a school day. So, with this, I hope it helps. I hope you can lift safer or with more confidence listen to this. If it does help, by all means, let me know. Give me a message on Instagram, shoot me a DM, or tag me in a story. So, thanks for listening. If you want any more help with your deadlifts or your technique on any movement, then please do let me know. Okay? See you soon. Bye-bye for now.